Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sachidananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur Maharaj ki. A saint has said that the saintly person is so rare in the world, and he is full of so many wonderful qualities. The poets have a way of describing, so please try to understand the bhava, not so much on the words. The words, even though sometimes a little bit out of line or a little naughty, but yet the bhava is very pure and deep. So the saintly person is just saying that saintly people are full of wonderful qualities, but yet in one respect they are like dacoits, like aggressors, like murderers. So it's a very strong statement to say how the poet is comparing a saintly person to a dacoit or a murderer. So he says, Milat ek prana, milat ek darun dukh dehi, bichurat ek prana har lehi. That a dacoit or a thief or a bad person, an aggressor, a murderer, when you encounter him, when he comes in your life, he encounters you, what happens? Darun dukh dehi. He gives you a lot of trouble. That is the nature of an aggressor. Milat ek darun dukh dehi. Then the poet is saying the same thing these great acharyas and great devotees are doing to us. How? Bichurat ek pran har dehi. That when they depart from your life, they actually kill you. The devotee, who is the follower of these great acharyas and devotees, when they are separated from such acharyas, then they are almost like dead people. So the end result is the same. The aggressor meets with you and he gives you trouble in life. And the great acharyas and devotees, when they depart from your life, they also make you almost a dead person. So the same mood here, Narottam Das Thakur, he is remembering all the acharyas and he is saying that I will beat my mind, I will beat my head on the stone and throw myself in the fire if I am not able to meet with such devotees and live my life in the association of these devotees. This is the extent, the height of biraha, that we should all feel, and then we will know that we are making advancement in Krishna consciousness. Saints have gone to the extent of describing that before wanting to love Krishna, before desiring, before endeavoring to establish our relationship with Krishna, if we can establish our love and devotion and attachment to acharyas, to great Vaishnavas, then our bhakti will become paripakka. Our bhakti will become solidified even faster. They are the tangible representatives of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The acharyas are carrying all the qualities manifested right before our eyes that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has in him. Exactly the same qualities of compassion, magnanimity, love, adoration, all the qualities that the Supreme Lord has, they start to manifest in the great acharyas and devotees and Vaishnavas. So today we are very fortunate to remember, commemorate and celebrate the disappearance day of Bhaktivinoda Thakur Maharaj. I am particularly fortunate because 2 days ago, mistakenly, I was informed that today is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj's disappearance day. So for 2 days, my meditation and preparation was on the glorification of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. I take that as a blessing, because for 2 days I was preparing myself and I was meditating on how I could share some information and thought with the audience, with all of you, regarding Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. But of course, this morning, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj has passed on that glorification to his father and guru, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Maharaj. So we will take the opportunity and we will glorify. We will give Srimad Bhagavatam a rest today because of lack of time. There is much to be said about the Acharya. Srimad Bhagavatam is nothing but glorification of Vaishnavas, of devotees of Sri Vishnu. If you see 80% of the Bhagavatam is all leelas and kriyas and surrender of the Vaishnavas in their devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore today, to rest Srimad Bhagavatam Shloka and to use our time and attention in hearing and speaking about such a great saintly person as Bhaktivinoda Thakur is non-different than the Srimad Bhagavatam discourse. One great saintly person has said, Antaryami Garvagat Sant Sundari Mahi Tulsi Puje Ekke Dou Puje Jahi. Antaryami means the Supreme Lord. He is like Garvagat. He is like a baby in the womb of a pregnant mother. And Sant Sundari Mahi, and the saintly person is like that beautiful pregnant lady. Tulsi Puje Ekke Dohu Puje Jahi. So if you serve the pregnant lady, if you give her food, then automatically the baby in the womb is also fed. So with this analogy, he's trying to say that when we devotees glorify the devotees of the Lord, it is same as glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When we serve the devotees of the Lord, it has the same effect. Rather, it has more, because the baby in the womb becomes nourished. In the same way, Krishna becomes very, very pleased that his devotee is being worshipped by us common devotees. So today is a special day. We will try to worship and meditate on the wonderful qualities of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, on how he lived his life in Krishna consciousness, and we will pray today that we also become inspired to follow in the footsteps of Bhaktivinoda Thakur Maharaj. So quickly this morning I ran up and found something on Bhaktivinoda Thakur I want to share with you. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Sri Sachidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur, appeared in 1838 in a wealthy family in the Nadia district, West Bengal. He revealed that he is an eternal associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by his extraordinary preaching activities and prolific writing. Living as a Mahabhagavat Vaishnav, he stayed in the Grihastha ashram until the last few years of his life. Then he renounced everything, accepted Babaji, and entered Samadhi, totally absorbed in the loving service of Gaur Gadadhar and Radha Madhava. He had a responsible government position as the district magistrate, high court judge in the time of the British, maintained a Krishna conscious family, and wrote almost 100 books on Krishna consciousness. At the same time, he served the Supreme Lord in so many ways that is the beauty of his life. After a full day of government service, he would sleep 4 hours, get up at midnight, and write until morning. That was his daily program. So sometimes devotees, including myself, "Oh Prabhuji, 6 hours of sleep is not enough. Oh Prabhuji, cannot get up for Mangal Aarti, I come at 5 o'clock. We are very proud that we are coming to see the deity at 5 in the morning. Oh, look at Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He had 14 children, had a government job, and he woke up at midnight to do seva and prachar, for which all of us are benefiting from his writings. Thakur Bhaktivinoda took Vaishnava Diksha from Sri Vipin Bihari Goswami in the line of Sri Janava Mata. Afterwards, he received spiritual inspiration and direction from Srila Jagannath Das Babaji. Holding an exalted government post, vast erudition and spiritual accomplishment never disturbed Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Regarding Jagannath Das Babaji, there is a statement he made that even at the risk of your life, a sadhaka must complete the number of rounds he has been given to do by his guru. Even at the risk of your life, he must complete his prescribed number of chanting that the guru has given to him. So, the risk of your life. Somebody has come to kill you, say, wait, I have to finish my 16 rounds afterwards. So such statements are made by acharyas to emphasize to us the importance of our sadhana, the importance of the gifts that have been given to us by our acharyas in the form of this sadhana. We take it very lightly, but it is not to be taken. Holding an exalted government post, vast erudition and spiritual accomplishment never disturbed Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He remained prideless, always humble, friendly to all. Charity seekers at his home always left happy and satisfied. Such a big scholar, 100 books, a great family man, high court judge at the time of the British. You know, at the time of the British, Indians were called dogs. What to speak of? You had to be extremely qualified to be a high court judge. You could not even ride on the same bus or the same train with the Britishers. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, due to his qualities, he reached a position of a high court judge. But despite that, we have to now see, despite that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur Maharaj, he remained prideless. So we have to work on these things. Pride may come into us, but we have to work on them. If our acharyas with so much qualification were able to remain prideless, then we also have to exercise. We have to exercise that quality into our character. That is how we get it. So he remained prideless, always humble, friendly to all. Charity seekers at his home always left happy and satisfied. So sometimes some devotees are coming to me and saying, "Oh, devotees are objecting that if you give to non-devotees, then you will get karma." No, look, our acharyas were charitable. If someone is needing and he needs some help, even in this material world, we are able to do, we should immediately and spontaneously. That is Vaishnava Acharan. Charity seekers at his home always left happy and satisfied. A well-wisher to everyone. He never kept grudges, even with opponents to his preaching. Wonderful. A well-wisher to everyone. He never kept grudges, even with opponents to his preaching. That was the magnanimity of his heart. Preaching was the essence of his life. And those who were opposing his preaching, obstructing his preaching, he never kept any grudges. He fought his way through, but always kept friendship in his heart towards those living entities who were aggressors to his mission. In fact, he never spoke a word that would hurt another's feelings. So, dear devotees, these are some of the qualities that we have to meditate upon. We should take notes of these things and we should ponder on them And only when we start to imbibe these qualities of the acharyas, will we start to see Krishna, will we start to feel bhava. Someone told me last night, Prabhuji, there is no bhava in my chanting. In all our chanting it is like that. Because these qualities are not available in our characteristics. To the extent we bring these qualities in us, to that extent Krishna will reciprocate, will give us bhava, will give us tears in our eyes, will give us the emotions that we are hankering for in spiritual life. This is the foundation. The Thakur was always courageous and acted for everyone's welfare. So he was a strong personality, but yet he maintained humility, appreciation for others. Keeping personal needs to a minimum, he led the simplest of lives. Said one Pandit regarding Bhakti Vinod Thakur Maharaj, in the following entry from Saranagati, Srila Bhakti Vinod, who had all pure divine qualities, takes the role of a conditioned soul to teach us how to advance in Krishna consciousness. He was a liberated soul, but he always took that position in order to teach us. I am so fallen, I am lusty, I am angry, I am this. Please, my dear Lord. So he could compose these prayers that a jiva, a sadhaka, should be praying to the Supreme Lord in order to become purified. You should always absorb your mind in attentively chanting Krishna's glories. This is a quotation by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So this is Bhakti Vinod Thakur Maharaj speaking. You should always absorb your mind in attentively chanting Krishna's glories. By performing Krishna Katha, you will gain mastery over the mind. By performing Krishna Kirtana, you will gain mastery over the mind. Give up all false pride. Always think of yourself to be worthless, destitute, lower and more humble than straw in the street. So these are the emotions on which we should be meditating upon. We should be meditating upon. And with meditation, these emotions will become part of us. This is the way of Krishna consciousness. Giving up all violence towards other living beings, you should maintain them. Throughout your life, you should never give anxiety to others, but do good to them, make them happy, and forget about your own happiness. This is the selflessness that our acharyas are teaching us in very, very simple language. If we simply read such articles that are describing the characteristics of our acharyas, then very quickly we will also be becoming conscious of those qualities and imbibe them in our day-to-day affairs with other people. Thus, when you become a pious, good soul by possessing all good qualities, you should give up desires for fame and honor. And just make your heart humble, knowing that Lord Sri Krishna lives within all living beings. You should respect and honor everyone at all times. You will attain virtue by being humble, merciful, respecting others, and renouncing desires for fame and honor. Very simple and yet very erudite. Very clear and simple instructions are there. They simply have to be repeated in ourselves again and again, and definitely we will come up to the mark that Bhakti Vinod Thakur is expecting of all these sadhikas. In such a state, you should sing the glories of the Supreme Lord. Weeping, Bhakti Vinod submits his prayer at the lotus feet of the Lord. O Lord, when will you give me such qualities as these? Always anxious to use every moment in loving service of Krishna, he followed a strict, austere daily schedule. This is very inspiring. I just quickly went through this in my room before I brought it down. And when I see this, I feel so hopeless and such a hypocrite calling myself a devotee when Bhaktivinod Thakur at an elder age with so many worldly responsibilities was able to put his body and mind to such tapasya. Listen to this very carefully, please. Always anxious to use every moment in loving service of Krishna, he followed a strict, austere daily schedule. 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., he took rest. He slept 2 hours. 10 p.m. to 4 a.m., he would write books. Those 100 books were not written just like that. 6 hours, all night till 4 o'clock in the morning, he would write for our benefit. 4 a.m. he would take rest again till 4:30 in the morning. Half an hour, Prabhupada called it a snap. He says, take a snap. 4 a.m. to 4:30 a.m. he would take rest. 4:30 a.m. to 7 a.m., 2.5 hours, he would chant japa. Did Bhaktivinod Thakur need to chant japa? But he showed us the importance of chanting japa in this Kali Yuga. Such a great Vaishnava, reading, and but yet he is devoting 2.5 hours of constant time, every day, same time, for japa. 4:30 a.m. to 7 a.m., chant japa. 7 a.m. to 7:30, correspondence. He would write letters and correspond with people. 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m., 2 hours, study Shastra again. 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., half an hour, bathing and prasadam, half liter of milk, fruit and 2 chapatis. It is written here. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., court duties. He would perform in three hours. Bhaktivinod Thakur was so expert. Very quickly he was able to make decisions and give verdict. And he would finish his court duties in 3 hours that normally judges would take 8 to 10 hours. 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., refresh at home. 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., court duties again. 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., translate Sanskrit Shastras to Bengali language. 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., bathe and take prasadam. Half liter milk, rice and 2 chapatis. Simple, simple food stuff. No paneer sabji was there. Let's see ourselves digging into the paneer. And then we talk about getting bhav for chanting. How is it possible? The paneer bhav is already there. So in summary, this is his daily schedule. Sleep for 3 hours only. Write 8.5 hours daily. Japa and study 4.5 hours. And work to maintain his grihastha life 6 hours. Total 24 hours. So, any of us have any complaints about temple life is very austere? We should print this out and put it on the wall and look at it every day. This is the way. Today Bhaktivinod Thakur is here giving his association to us. This is the way to see it. Bhav bin nahi bhakti hai. Bhakti bin nahi bhav. Bhakti bhav ek roop hai dono ek subhav. Let's get some bhava today. Bhaktivinod Thakur's disappearance day, the Acharya never disappears. He's always with us. Today he is appearing in manifesting all his daily duties and the way he lived his life and his teachings. And this is how we have to collect all this information and keep it in our heart for as long as we can, so that we can also try to become like Bhaktivinod Thakur. Srinivas Acharya praises the 6 Goswamis of Vrindavan. Nana Shastra Vicharanaika Nipunau Sadharma Samsthapakau Lokam Loka Nam Hita Karinau. The 6 Goswamis deeply studied all the Shastras in order to establish eternal religious principles for the benefit of everyone. Similarly, Thakur Bhaktivinod made unlimited preaching contributions to help humanity. And for this, he is known as the 7th Goswami. This was the title that has been given to Bhaktivinod Thakur due to the work The charity that he performed, this is his charity. He gave Jnana and Vidya to the world so that we could live and understand the principles of spiritual life through the work and hard labor of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Biographers list three major preaching activity achievements of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Number one, he wrote 100 authorized spiritual books. Number two, discovered appearance place of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was very difficult because the Goswamis in the area were all proclaiming that Navadvip is where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, and for their own selfish reasons. Because then the crowds will go there and then they will put money, and that's all they wanted. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he knew that that was not a fact, and therefore he endeavored into so many historical facts and geographical facts and maps, and then ultimately he took shelter of his Siksha Guru, Jagannath Das Babaji, who with his spiritual vision was able to say. Jagannath Das Babaji was so old at that time that Bhaktivinoda Thakur Maharaj carried him in a basket on his head, and he was taking him around Mayapur. And when they came to the spot of Yogapeet, Jagannath Das Babaji, who was over 100 years of age, he jumped from the basket and he started to dance. Eito Gorangur Jaga, Eito Gorangur. So with that ecstasy, it was a confirmation that yes, this is the place where Gauranga Mahaprabhu he appeared. And number three, introduced preaching innovations besides books in Bengali, Odia, English, reviving and explaining Mahaprabhu's message. He wrote hundreds of poems and songs full of spiritual sentiments and Shastric Siddhanta, philosophical conclusions. His writings have made the sacred teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fully available to every modern reader, and they are presented in a form which carries irresistible conviction and devotion. Such a late, said a late disciple of Thakur Bhaktivinoda. Sri Krishna Samhita, these are some of the suchi of some of his major writings. Sri Krishna Samhita, Kalyana Kalpataru, Sri Chaitanya Sikshamrita, Sri Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, Jaiva Dharma, Sri Harinam Chintamani, Bhajan Rahasya, Gita Mala, Gitavali, Sharanagati, and commentaries on Bhagavad Gita and Chaitanya Charitamrita are some of his works. The following quote comes from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Gitavali. Kindly pay attention. He who has failed, very beautiful quotation. He who has failed to carefully worship the lotus feet of Sri Radhika. Please note, dear devotees, that the Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas are the greatest rasikas of Braj Dham and the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Sometimes in our Gaudiya line, Sampradaya, sometimes we have this notion that, oh, Gaudiya Vaishnavism, the rasik aspect is not there. It is very much available. Very much available. Our acharyas are none other than worshippers of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. And all they are offering to us in their teachings and writings is Srimati Radha Bhav. Radha Bhav is available. Just see right here. He who has failed to carefully worship the lotus feet of Sri Radhika, which are abodes of all auspiciousness, he's mentioning Sri Radhika, which are abodes of all auspiciousness, he who has not taken shelter of the transcendental abode of Vrindavan, which is decorated with the lotus flower named Radha, he who in this life has not associated with the devotees of Radhika, who are full of wisdom and love for Radhika, how will such a person ever feel the bliss of bathing in the ocean of Lord Shyamasundar's sublime mellows? Bhaktivinoda Thakur is putting Srimati Radharani as the forefront of our Ishtadev. She is our worshipful Aradhya. And through her, we are getting the mercy of Sri Shyamasundara. Please understand this most attentively. Sri Radhika is the teacher of Madhurya Ras, mellows of conjugal love. Radha Madhav, Madhurya Prem, is not meant to be discussed and meditated upon. He who cherishes the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani obtains the lotus feet of Madhava, which are priceless jewels. Without taking shelter of Radha's lotus feet, one can never meet Krishna. The Vedic scriptures declare that Krishna is the property of the maidservants of Sri Radha. Krishna is the property of the maidservants of Sri Radha. Give up wife, sons, friends, wealth, followers, speculative knowledge, all materialistic actions. Just become absorbed in the sweetness of serving the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. This is Bhakti Vinod's solemn declaration. During the last 500 years, the original appearance place of Lord Chaitanya had vanished under the indomitable Ganges River. In 1888, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur revealed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Janmasthan at the Yogapit in Sridham Mayapur. Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, a famous Siddha saint and Paramahamsa Rasika Vaishnava, confirmed the Thakur's discovery. This most auspicious event delighted the Gaudiya Vaishnavas from Gaura Mandala to Brajbhumi. He established the worship of Lord Gauranga and Srimati Vishnupriya at Yogapit. In the mood of innovation, in 1896, he sent to universities around the world a book of shlokas, Sri Gauranga Leela Smarana, which had a 47-page English instruction, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his life and precepts. This act rose from a keen desire to spread Lord Chaitanya's teachings in the Western world. Bhakti Vinod Thakur made three predictions concerning a person and a phenomenon. This concerns all of us because we are the ones who have become recipients of this wonderful prediction and desire of Bhakti Vinod Thakur Maharaj. Bhakti Vinod Thakur made three predictions concerning a person and a phenomena. A personality will soon appear, wrote Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and he will travel all over the world to spread the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is our Srila Prabhupada, as we can see. And we are all the recipients of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and our Gaudiya Vaishnav Acharyas. His second prediction, very soon the chanting of Harinam Sankirtan will be spread all over the world. Oh, when will that day come when people from America, England, France, Germany, Russia will take up kartals and mridangas and chant Hare Krishna in their towns? Is it not happening? This was predicted over 100 years ago by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So the wordings and predictions of the acharyas, they always come true. Whatever they desire, Krishna fulfills. The third prediction, when will that day come when the fair-skinned foreigners will come to Sri Mayapur Dham and join with the Bengali Vaishnavas to chant Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana? When will that day be? Srila Prabhupada said, it's spiritually significant that he himself appeared in 1896, the same year Bhakti Vinod Thakur sent his books overseas. Not a coincidence. This is all the arrangement of the Lord. Here, Bhakti Vinod Thakur is sowing the seeds of devotion. He is sending Mahaprabhu's mercy to the Western world through the books. And at the same time, the personality is appearing in Bengal and Calcutta, who will later on take up to the mission and have it manifested all over the world. The will of the Lord, the will of Lord Chaitanya, the desire of Thakur Bhakti Vinod, and the mercy of Srila Saraswati Thakur empowered Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada to spread Sri Chaitanya's teachings and the chanting of the Hare Krishna all over the world. Prabhupada filled the Thakur's three predictions. Devoid of pride, full of humility, radiant with pure love of Radha Govinda, Srila Prabhupada gave all credit to the previous acharyas. We should take it, said Srila Prabhupada, that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the origin of the Krishna consciousness movement in its pure form. In 1986, just 100 years after Bhaktivinoda Thakur's third prediction, 3,000 fair-skinned devotees from America, England, France, Russia, Germany, and 50 other countries gathered at the ISKCON Mayapur Chandradoy Mandir in Sridham, Mayapur. They joined 1,000 Bengali Vaishnavas to rock the universe by chanting Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana, Gaura Hari. Srila Sachidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur Maharaj Ki. In 1914, on the Tirobhav Tithi, disappearance day of Sri Gadadhar Pandit, the incarnation of Srimati Radhika Rani, Thakur Bhaktivinoda entered the eternal pastimes of Gaur Gadadhar and Radha Madhava. In Godrun Dweep, Navadweep, Sri Sri Gaur Gadadhar, the worshipful deities of Thakur Bhaktivinoda, await to bless any visitors to Swananda Sukhada Kunj. It is on the other side of Jalangi River in Sridham Mayapur. In Radha Madhava's Nitya Braj Leela, Bhaktivinoda Thakur takes the form of Kamala Manjari to serve Srimati Radharani. His Pushpa Samadhi is in his Bhajan Kutir at Radha Kund. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Maharaj Ki. So such are the wonderful activities and pastimes of our acharyas. They were not free of trials and tribulations. They were not free. But despite that, they struggled. They struggled to maintain their own lives, their own families, and at the same time, they distributed so much they had to give to the world. And this took a tremendous amount of sacrifice. Yesterday, the brahmacharis and resident devotees of the temple, we were meeting together. And this is the point we were discussing, that a surrendered devotee is like Sati. Sati is a wife who is completely surrendered to her husband. She does not think of anything. She has no personality of herself. She has no life of her own other than her husband. She does not think that tomorrow if my husband gives me up, do I have some money in the bank to survive without him? She has no thoughts like that. So a devotee, a sadhaka, should maintain the same mood of Sati. I have surrendered myself to my Guru Maharaj and to the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the instructions of my Guru, through the instructions of these great acharyas. The entire parampara will protect me. I must remain surrendered and only think of how to use this body in the service of the mission of my acharyas, and they will maintain me. When such a mood is there, immediately the sadhika, the devotee, is relieved of all fear and anxiety. It is always fear and anxiety that makes us go away from Krishna consciousness. We want to make plans of our own to protect ourselves. We must open ourselves completely and let the mercy flow through us. This was the greatest qualification of our Srila Prabhupada. Seemingly he was an ordinary man. He was even a grihastha. In Gaudiya Math, so many stalwart sannyasis and devotees were there. But this qualification of Prabhupada, he opened himself up completely. He made himself transparent to receive the mercy of his Guru Maharaj and all the Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas. And therefore he became, via media, he became that personality that actually fulfilled the predictions of our Acharyas. So, this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur Maharaj's wonderful activities, his teachings, how he conducted his day-to-day activity in philanthropic work, in giving to the world, and also in maintaining himself. We have a few minutes, and since I made some preparations about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, I want to share with you a few notations that I have made from the vast teachings of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, he was the son of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur Maharaj had prayed to Lord Jagannath for such a spark of Vishnu to come so that his mission could be carried on. Bhaktivinoda Thakur Maharaj, he struggled in his mission because when he was trying to purify the philosophy and the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at that time there was much contamination in the Vaishnavism. In the name of Vaishnavism, so many terrible things were going on. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur had to fight all those situations and the people. And in order to carry on that purificatory work, he wanted a missionary, and that was Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj that was sent to him. So in all the works of Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj and the efforts of establishing Gaudiya Math, there are 25 notations of his, the crux of his instructions. And I would like to share with you, it will take a few minutes. And if we go over time, then I can stop before we complete. Is that okay? There you go. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. So this is, today the nectar is our breakfast. This is the nectar we will drink and satisfy ourselves. Bhaktivinoda Thakur Maharaj, a very small statement he makes can be a great guide to all of us. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's quotation. If you want to develop bhakti, all of us want, that's why we are here. And we are hankering to develop bhakti no matter what stage of bhakti we are on. This is his instruction. If you want to develop bhakti, then you should not even slightly compromise with a bhakti. See? Great medicine, punch in the face. But if you can take it, this is how we will get bhakti. If you want to develop bhakti, then you should not even slightly compromise with a bhakti. What is a bhakti? Anything that is not connected to Krishna. We get up in the morning, we do the morning program, we take breakfast prasadam, and then we are engaged in a bhakti. And therefore, it is like the bathing of an elephant. The Mahout, he gives a very nice bath to the elephant, scrubs him, big body, does everything, cleans him out, and then what does he do? Out of his nature, he goes out and he picks up the mud and he goes, poo, and puts it all on himself. Have you seen an elephant like that? That's what he does. He just puts all the mud again. So it's called the bathing of the elephant. So this is what we do. We do bhakti and then we wash it off with a bhakti. And then we come back crying to Krishna, oh my God, I'm feeling terrible. We do some bhakti again, then we wash it off with a bhakti. So here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur Maharaj is giving us this instruction. Then you should not even slightly compromise with a bhakti, non-devotion. Impurity, crookedness and enviousness are not allowed. These are a bhakti. Impurity, crookedness and enviousness. Enviousness, Krishna doesn't like. Jaran khudi Raghunath ke nahi suhati. Krishna, he can tolerate everything. Raghunath can tolerate everything. Two things he cannot tolerate. He cannot tolerate. He has great difficulty tolerating. What is that? Jalan, enviousness. And khudi, selfishness. Mekia, I did, I am. Me first, you next. Jaran and khudi. जरन खुदी रघुनाथ के नाही सुहाती, जाके हिये, हिये मीन्स हॉट, जाके हिये अभिमान है ताकि तोड़त छाती। भगवान उसकी छाती तोड़ देता है। महापुरुषों ने लिखा है, इसलिए थोड़ा सा डरना चाहिए। अभिमान मत करो भाई, जलन मत करो, खुदी मत करो। जाके हिये अभिमान है ताकि तोड़त छाती। So like this, our acharyas today are enlightening us with so many wonderful instructions and teachings. And these teachings are in a nutshell. So much can be elaborated upon on these teachings, but they are really like seeds. And if we meditate on them, or if we imbibe our lives on them, they can grow into a beautiful tree in our hearts and give us tremendous amount of bhakti. Words of wisdom by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. We are put to test and trial in this world. This world is meant for that. We are put to test and trial. So why we are looking for pleasure and happiness? No, that is the main ingredient of the world. We are put to test and trial in this world. Only those who attend kirtan of the devotees can succeed. So simple and so profound. Ho gaya, kirtan. This is all kirtan. Glorification, attending class, coming to kirtan, japa, reading, all part of kirtan. But specially he is naming kirtan. Kirtan is very important. Even Jiva Goswami Prabhupada, he has written in one place that of all the 9 processes of devotional service, kirtan is principal. Kirtan is principal. Every spot on earth where discourses on God are held is a place of pilgrimage. How sacred. Every spot where Krishna is being discussed is a place of pilgrimage. Possessions of objects not related to Krishna is our main malady. Please note, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj's English was very, sometimes even I have to look up words because he used such words. So malady means an obstruction. Possession of objects not related to Krishna is our main malady. So always this buying, this thing, that thing, latest computer, another one. There's no need. It becomes an obstruction in our Krishna consciousness. Let me not desire anything but the highest good for my worst enemy. Can any of us do that? But this is the way our acharyas are saying that this is how we have to come up to these standards. As dalliance with the body in luxury increases, so wanes the spirit of seva of the Lord. So that means tapasya is needed. If we make ourselves comfortable, I always keep telling Prabhuji, very nice room you've given me. But that very nice room is not going to make me come to Mangal Arati every day. Better I should have slept in the Brahmachari ashram. I wouldn't have missed one day of Mangal Arati. When I was a Brahmachari in Calcutta temple, I was a very lazy fellow. Now I can tell I'm an old guy. So I could never wake up for Mangal Arati. I used to work very hard making life members. I could never wake up. So the temple president used to make me sleep in the temple room. So that's where I slept in the temple room. Because Mangal Arati means before Mangal Arati, the early rise of the day, hey, Radha Jeevan, wake up. It's time for Mangal Arati. So I had to get up, quickly go wash my face and come to Mangal Arati. So for those who cannot go to Mangal Arati, please sleep in the temple room. And every day Mangal Arati will be attended. Those favored by God, find their paths set by thorns. Here's the conclusion. Oh, I'm a devotee of Krishna, why so much trouble is giving? Because you are a devotee of Krishna, therefore there is trouble. This is the way the Lord has made. If you want to become devotee of Kali Yuga, there will be no trouble. You go see all the devotees of Maharaj Kali are living wonderful lives. They have no trouble. Want to become devotee of Krishna, want to become Dharmatma, want to be pious, immense amount of trouble. Even in animal kingdom we see, the greatest pious is who? Is the cow. And she's being slaughtered. Anyone is fighting for her? Nobody is. And you say one bad thing to a dog, you show a stick, and the neighbor is going to come with a gun. Why are you doing this to a dog? Don't you know animals are to be taken care of? And people are fighting, save the fish, save the whale, save the this, save the that. But cow, giving you milk, so pious, doesn't say anything, and we are slaughtering. So pious people, those favored by God, find their paths set by thorns. So this is how it is. So if the thorns are there, we have to accept it. There is no place for happiness in our worldly life. Circumstances create turmoil and annoyance. So circumstances will always create turmoil and annoyance. Not to become agitated by them. Chant the Maha Mantra loudly and with attachment. This will drive away inertia, worldly evil and pests. So somebody is troubling you. He's a pest. You just chant, "Hey, Krishna." This is the message our Acharya is giving us. Be indifferent to bazaar gossip. Everyone, oh, what is going on? Four people are there in the sun talking and everyone wants to go. What is the nectar? Some bazaar gossip is going on. Be indifferent to bazaar gossip. Stick firmly to your cherished goals. No lack of impediments of the world will ever stand in your way. If you stay with your cherished goals and stay away from all this bazaar gossip, no impediment will come in your way. Pay due respect to the extroverts of the world. Extroverts of the world means those who love the world, those who are worldly people. Pay due respect to them. Pay due respect to the extroverts of the world, but do not be appreciative of their manners and conduct. Do not become influenced by them. They are to be shaken off from your mind. A devotee feels the presence of God everywhere, but one averse to the Lord denies his existence anywhere. You cannot appreciate transcendental matters with the reasoning of the world. It is sheer nonsense to decry them with the measuring stick of your intellect. Intellect will never make you understand spiritual subject matters. It is the heart. To recite the name of Sri Krishna is bhakti. We want to do bhakti, here it is, the conclusion. Recite the names of Sri Krishna. So many people, they say, "Swamiji, other than japa, please tell us anything else." Now you sit there, I do bak bak and you hear. And afterwards you go eat your kachori puri and then that's it. What is, no. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj is saying, to recite the names of Sri Krishna, that is bhakti. So if you're not attracted, if you're not going to take up the medicine of chanting japa, doing kirtan, you will never get bhakti. Life is for glorification of topics of Hari. If that is stopped, then what need is there to carry on life? Very strong statement. Physical illness with Hari Bhajan is preferred to physical fitness without Hari Bhajan. So even in physical illness, one is doing Hari Bhajan. He is superior to a very healthy person who has no Hari Bhajan. One sadhu has said very nicely, "Naam japat kodi bhala, naam japat kodi bhala." Kodi, a leper. Chuchu padat cham, uske chamdi chuchu ke gir rahi hai. It's falling on the floor. He is such a leper, but he is better than a healthy person. "Naam japat kodi bhala, chuchu padat cham, kanchan deh kis kaam ki, jamuk nahi ram." So in such poetical ways, the same siddhantas are being explained by our acharyas. Our span of life on earth is short. Our life will be crowned with success if the body wears out with constant discourses on Hari. Wear this body out with constantly hearing and chanting the discourses on Hari, and that will be the success of our short life on this earth. We are here on earth not to work as artisans for making big buildings with wood and stone, but to work only as messengers of the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now that does not mean that we don't build temples. Those temples are not just buildings of stone. Temples have to be built. But any building that gives us, makes us the messengers of teachings of Sri Chaitanya, that is the activity to be performed. A sycophant is a yes man, a flatterer, person who flatters. A sycophant is neither a guru nor a preacher. So we have to be very straightforward in our preaching. We can use sometimes some tact in order to give the medicine, but never compromise. You know, in Braj there is a saying, Nang Bado Parmeshwar Te. A naked man is greater than God because he has nothing to lose. He will tell you the truth. He has nothing to lose. He has no expectations from you. Nang Bado Parmeshwar Te. Wo Parmeshwar se bada hota hai. So if you want to hear the truth, you go to a Nanga. He will tell you. So this is how our acharyas are. They have no expectations from anybody. They give, hammer us. To transform the adverse desires of the jiva is the supreme duty of the most merciful. To rescue one person, here is a missionary statement. To rescue one person from the stronghold of Mahamaya is an act of superb benevolence. We are all wanting to do benevolent acts. Here is the definition. To rescue one person from the stronghold of Mahamaya is an act of superb benevolence, far superior to opening innumerable hospitals. Far superior. To save one jiva from the stronghold of Maya is far superior than making thousands of hospitals. This is it. This is our guideline. Our acharyas have realized and given it to us on a plate. And we take that and run with it. Unless we are devoted to God, secularism shall not leave us. Look within. Amend yourself rather than pry on the frailties of others. Do not always be seeing the faults of others, but rather look within yourself and amend yourself first. In this world of Maya, averse to the Lord, full of trials and tribulations, only patience, humility, and respect for others. Very important. Respect for others. In this world of Maya, averse to the Lord, full of trials and tribulations, only patience, humility, and respect for others are our friends for Hari Bhajan. If we want to do Hari Bhajan, we must make friends with humility, patience, and respect for others. The Lord Gaurasundara puts his devotees in various difficulties. Note this one, devotees. The Lord Gaurasundara puts his devotees in various difficulties and associations to test their patience and strength of mind. So if we are put into difficulties, then it is a test of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is our commander-in-chief. He is our Sankirtan movement leader. We are the soldiers of this movement, and the commander-in-chief will always put his soldiers to test in order to see the strength. When faults in others misguide and delude you, have patience. Introspect. Find faults in yourself. Know that others cannot harm you unless you harm yourself. So when we see faults in others, we are simply harming ourselves. In the Back to Godhead magazine, I had read one place, very beautiful statement. It said, to see faults in others is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Now, how is that possible? How stupid. You want to drink poison, he said, with this poison you're going to die. Not going to die, you're going to kill yourself. So for the amount of time that we spend looking at faults in others, we are drinking that poison. The other person doesn't even know what you're thinking. Okay, and here is the last one. I wish that every selfless, tender-hearted person of Gaudiya Math, we are also part of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj's mission. I wish that every selfless, tender-hearted person of Gaudiya Math will be prepared to shed, somebody told me 1 gallon, and I was like, oh my God, 1 gallon. But he is saying, I wish that every selfless, tender-hearted person of Gaudiya Math will be prepared to shed 200 gallons of blood. 200 gallons of blood for the nourishment of the spiritual corpus of every individual of this world. This is how hard we have to work in order to, even if it takes so much effort and time, in order to nourish one person's spiritual life, we should be prepared to give that much attention to the jivas in order to liberate them from this material world. So these are some of the teachings and expectations. These are expectations from our acharyas. You know, when our teacher or professor in college is spending the whole semester teaching us, then his expectation is put to a test. At the end of the semester, he gives final exam to see what you have learned. So these are expectations from our acharyas. And we must pass the test if we want to graduate, to be part of the lives of our acharyas. If we want to be part of their family, if we want to be part of their sampradaya, if we want our acharyas to accept us, that yes, he is a member of my clan, he is a member of my sampradaya, he is my family man, that we must bring ourselves to this qualification. So these are some of the wonderful teachings and emotions that our acharyas have given us. Today, on the day of Bhaktivinoda Thakur Maharaj, we should be meditating on their wonderful activities, on their contributions to the world, and how these great Manjari, he was a Manjari, he was an associate of Sri Krishna from the spiritual world, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but he was sent to this material world at an appropriate time in Kali Yuga in order to perform such activities so that we can benefit from generation to generation. So with great gratitude in our hearts, we should all take sincere and solemn vows that yes, whatever shortcomings we have in our sadhana, we should try to improve it. So thank you very much. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Maharaj ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Guru Premanandi Hari. Okay, we will take one or two questions. And for those who wish to leave, they can go, it's not a problem. Yes, Prabhuji, first time. So if they are pure devotees, they can do, so that does not give us license to enjoy the material world. If that is how we understand, then we should not even strive for the goals that they have set, you see. And again, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it is mentioned in the teachings that I just read, that he came down to the platform of an ordinary jiva. And we can do it Even there are leaders and certain devotees in our movement that are performing wonderful devotional service. Sadhana, tapasya, they can do. They are living examples in our lives. It is just an excuse. It is simply an excuse to think they are pure devotees, they can do and we cannot. We are not saying that we have to imitate them, but we should definitely become inspired by them. If we are sleeping 8 hours a day, we can try sleeping 7.5 hours a day and see how that works out. If you are chanting not very attentively, we can try chanting more. So this is all for inspiration and not for imitation. Yes? Yes, Prabhuji. Okay, very nice. It's for inspiration. We have to become inspired, and that's why we stay very close to the teachings and lifestyles of our acharyas. We read the Bhagavatam. It's also full of devotees' activities. How they surrendered, in what situation, how they served, what mood they had, and because of which how glorious their devotional life became. So inspiration, a person can do so much with inspiration. And that's what we need. We feed our souls with this food of inspiration again and again. And we try to introspect in our lives that the aspect of cheating, the cheating propensity is one of the propensities of a conditioned jiva. So we must try to first recognize the cheating propensity in us. Because when we are trying to cheat, we ultimately cheat ourselves, in spiritual life at least. So again and again we introspect and see that how this cheating propensity is actually cheating us of our own advancement in Krishna consciousness. The own achievements that we could have gotten, our own cheating propensity is only cheating us, nobody else. And as we get rid of our cheating propensities and honestly tread the path of devotional sadhana, sadhana is very important. We must give a lot of credit to sadhana. And our Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, has given us explicit instructions and along with that facilities for performance of sadhana. Facilities for japa, facility for kirtan, facility for deity seva, facility for Gita and Bhagavad class, facility for prasad, facility for staying together. What has he not given us? He has given us instructions and facility with it. So take the facility, take the instructions and run with it. And you will see. You will see within yourself, in your own consciousness, in your own lifestyle, there will be a change. There will be a change for the better. Okay, Prabhuji? Yes. Yes, Prabhuji. Yes, Abhuli. Right. See, you can work, but to say that we have to forget Krishna, that is wrong. A person who is devoted to Krishna, the person who has love for Krishna, if he goes outside in an environment that is not Krishna conscious, he protects himself more with the consciousness of Krishna. Just like the example is given, that a chaste wife, somehow or the other, fell in love with another man. Now she is very chaste, she has a husband, she has children, she has a whole household to take care of. But because somehow or the other she fell in love with a parpurush, an outside person, then what does she do? She performs her household duties in such a nice way that the husband and the children and the mother-in-law, they do not even suspect that this lady's heart has got stolen by another man. So in the world, when we are in the material world performing our duties, our jobs, we perform it so nicely that our boss never even suspects that this man is thinking of somebody else. But at the same time, we think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The boss cannot enter our mind. Boss does not want our mind, he wants our body. Give it to him. Krishna doesn't want your body, he wants your mind. Give it to him. If you tell your wife that, wife will say, why don't you go to work today, job? He said, no, I have given my heart to you. He said, I don't care for your heart. I need the salary that you bring. I have to run the house. I don't care for your heart. And to Krishna you say, here, take my money. I don't want to give my heart. Say, I don't care for money. I have plenty. Lakshmi is my servant. I want your heart. So both are wanting different things. You give that to him and that to him. But we give our heart to the material world and we give our money to Krishna. We think our heart is completely sold out to the material world. And here we come and temple president, we throw $200. And you think everyone is happy. Temple president may be happy, but Krishna knows. Krishna, he knows everything. So he has given us, Krishna has given us the leeway. Heart for me and body for this material. They don't go sansara. We don't care. So Krishna is not demanding. He's not demanding what the sansaris are wanting from us. Give that to them, give this to him. Learn to separate it. Thank you very much. Yes, Mataji. Yes. Those children were managed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur's wife. She managed. And that was her seva to the great Acharya, to the devotee. And because of her seva, she also received all the benefits of Chaitanya Bhaktivinoda Thakur Maharaj's spiritual advancement. So, for an ideal wife, you take care of your family and your children very nicely so that your husband can have a lot of time to do seva, to come to the temple, to do sadhana, and 50% will go to you. In Kali Yuga, 70% goes. So, we divide it up nicely. And your seva to your family and children will give you the spiritual benefit. But then husband cannot say, Prabhuji, I'm also very busy. That's what usually they come and tell the temple president. Prabhuji, too much work in the house. No, the wife is taking care. You come to the temple. Yes, Prabhuji. If you are chanting not very good rounds due to actual circumstances, then Krishna is sitting in the heart. Krishna is the all-knowing super soul sitting in the heart. So, actually if the circumstance is not good and yet you are trying to finish your rounds, because of which the quality of chanting was not good, then Krishna is there to give you grades. You know. But if you take that as an excuse, then that is not understood. So, it's all our own honesty. Our sincerity and our honesty is the main thing. That is what it is. But always try to finish, even if the quality is not good. Because otherwise it will become a habit. One day you don't do your rounds. He says, kal to nahi kiya tha, I didn't do yesterday, today also, and today. And it starts to slip. The standard must be maintained. Try as much as possible. Thank you very much. Bhaktivinoda Thakur Maharaj ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.